This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Twins saw their four-game winning streak halted with a 3-1 Memorial Day matinee setback against the White Sox in Chicago yesterday. Minnesota took a 1-0 lead in the first inning on a home run from Brooks Lee, then did not score again. Manager Derek Shelton says Chicago starter Anthony Kay threw the ball well.
He kept us off balance, back and forth with a bunch of different pitches. I mean, we had some opportunities. Brooks hit the homer early, and then we had the three hits. We couldn't build anything together.
Shelton says starting and losing pitcher Zebby Matthews was damaged by two swings of the bat.
You know, I mean, he left the ball in the middle of the plate. The guy's, I don't know if he's leading the league in homers, but he's right at the top, and he clipped him, and then, you know, we had the walk, and then I think he just tried to come back in the zone, and Romo got him there. But overall, I thought he threw the ball well. He was able to mix and match. I mean, you know, we had some opportunities, we just didn't capitalize.
Game two of the four-game series is tonight in the Windy City. The AAA Saints were off last night. They'll play at Louisville tonight. The Vikings will start organized team activities today at team headquarters in Eagan. It's a three-day session. And the Golden Gopher men's and women's track and field teams are set to take part in the NCAA regional meet this week on the University of Arkansas campus. They have hopes of advancing several competitors to the national meet next month in Oregon. Minnesota head coach Matt Bengel says the next few days are big.
You know, you got to be top 12 there to get to the next round, and that's when it's a non-scoring meet. It's just a qualifying meet, so it's super important you're in that top 12. Obviously, it doesn't matter where, even if you're the number one ranked person, as long as you can just get through and do your job to get through in advance, you know, then that's the most important thing.
Bengel says they have high goals over the next several weeks, starting this week.
I think with both of our programs, we want to be top 20, if not better. You know, our men are ranked higher and have a shot to be top 10, you know, again this year. And so it is important that we have a good meet. But also, like, we got to keep being true to who we are.
In all, 40 events will be represented by Maroon and Gold. This is MNN Sports.